green hydrogen is being billed as a game-changing energy source. It's not cheap, but it's very clean. And proponents say it could create a jobs bonanza if it can be used to make so-called green steel. But will it work? Reporter Eliza Borello has been talking to experts and the companies trialling green hydrogen in Australia and filed this report.
Blessed with an array of natural resources, Australia has long shipped energy to the world. And thanks to an abundance of wind and sunshine, it could be on the cusp of another great energy boom in so-called green hydrogen.
We are at a critical point in time.
Julie Shuttleworth is the chief executive of Fortescue Future Industries, a recently established green arm of iron ore mining company Fortescue Metals Group. And while most of the world was locked down last year, she and FMG's founder Andrew Forrest were crisscrossing the globe looking for the best sources of green hydrogen.
Fortescue wants to lead by example by reducing emissions. We've set an objective to be carbon neutral by 2030, and green hydrogen is a key part of achieving this.
Hydrogen is the most common element in the universe, but it rarely exists on its own. On Earth, it's most commonly found in water, H2O. To use it, you have to split the hydrogen from the oxygen molecules. This is done by a process called electrolysis, which is essentially running electricity through water. Fossil fuels can be used to power the electrolysis, but when it's done using renewable sources like the wind and the sun, you get so-called green hydrogen. In that scenario, there are no greenhouse gases emitted. The potentially game-changing part of this story for Australia is that Fortescue doesn't just want to harness solar or wind power to make green hydrogen, it wants to use the hydrogen to turn iron ore from the Pilbara into steel. Julie Shuttleworth again.
Creating a green industry in Australia will create tens of thousands of exciting jobs. Many of these jobs can leverage off existing industries such as construction workers, tradespeople, engineers and service providers. At the same time, there'll be many more exciting jobs where we're developing new skills and training as the new hydrogen technologies develop.
FMG has already made a significant investment in solar power at its Chichester hub, and Julie Shuttleworth says later this year it aims to start building Australia's first green steel pilot plant.
We're very confident in the test work that we're doing on green steel. We're still in early stages, so we need to prove that up. There is a lot of test work going on globally using two processes. One is electrolysis of iron ore. The other is using green hydrogen to reduce the iron ore, all without coal. We are very confident of these technologies. They've yet to be proven at commercial scale. That is our objective, to do pilot scale test work and then commercialise them.
But will it work? Kobad Bhavnagri is the global head of industrial decarbonisation at independent research organisation Bloomberg NEF.
Andrew Forrester's plans are great in ambition and of the scale that would be required for Australia really to get a foothold in the green steel industry. Making the economics work and finding the business case to invest when government policy really is not all that supportive will probably be quite a challenge.
Hydrogen has been talked about for decades. What's largely stopped it becoming a reality has been the cost. Fiona Simon, the chief executive of the Australian Hydrogen Council, says a big factor making it a whole lot more attractive now is the number of countries announcing net zero carbon emissions targets in the past year.
Hydrogen's time has come because we're moving to global decarbonisation. People are understanding climate change now. They're understanding the need to move.
If the industry takes off and can be used to make green steel, Kobad Bhavnagri agrees it could create a large number of new jobs.
The steel manufacturing business is employment intensive. It's also capital intensive. It takes a lot of people to build. It takes a lot of people to operate. And it's a big employer in other countries. So it could be a very good candidate to replace the jobs which will inevitably be lost in future in coal mining.
Cheap and abundant oil supplies have so far kept hydrogen as a kind of back burner idea, but so strong is the global push towards decarbonisation that Woodside, a company that's made its money taking oil and gas out of the ground, is now turning its attention to hydrogen too. Sean Gregory is Woodside's Executive Director of Sustainability.
We're seeing increasing customer demand for hydrogen, and that's great for us. It's great as an energy provider, but it's great for the world as well as we move to a lower carbon future.
There does seem to be this big question about how you transport it around the world. Some people say, well, it's probably just going to be easier to use it in situ, closer to where you take it off. You use it, for example, in the Pilbara, capture it up there and use it to make green steel. Where do you see it landing? Do you think we will be having big liquid hydrogen ships realistically travelling from Dampier to Tokyo?
Yeah, transporting the hydrogen is one of the technology barriers that we need to break through. But, you know, 40 years ago, we didn't expect to transport natural gas in a liquid form either, and we did. And now it's almost a worldwide commodity. And I think we'll see the same with hydrogen.
Woodside has applied for Commonwealth support for a hydrogen pilot project in northern Tasmania. But Sean Gregory says he'd also like government help marketing Australian hydrogen to the world.
Stimulating that demand for the product.
Germany, which is emerging as a global hydrogen leader, recently announced a hydrogen stimulus package worth $14 billion Australian dollars. The Australian government, in comparison, is investing $570 million. Kobad Bavnagri again.
Australia has been a climate freeloader when it comes to international negotiations and pledges to reduce national emissions. We're also a bit of a freeloader when it comes to technology. We wait for other countries to deploy, to develop and to scale up low emissions technologies. And then we only really look to put them in place and adopt them here when they become cheap enough. On hydrogen, it's a bit too early to say whether we're a freeloader or not, but we are certainly doing less than other countries have pledged to do.
Federal Energy and Emissions Reduction Minister Angus Taylor argues as a smaller country, Australia is punching above its weight.
We've generated enormous interest in the hydrogen sector in Australia. We're seeing enormous investment happening and many, many projects developing and in the pipeline. I think we're already seen as a country that is leading the way, and we will continue to.
In short, while most green hydrogen projects are in their infancy, experts believe the hype around hydrogen will be converted into an industry this time around. They're just not sure exactly what it will look like.
That's Eliza Borello reporting, and you can watch her full story on Landline this Sunday at 12:30.